Can I give an example in science of life coming from non-life? So I would say basically you and I are doing it right now.
What does that mean? I'm alive. You're not alive?
Yeah, but if you don't breathe,
how does life
my face.
Whoa, what?
Life. Yeah, I'm sorry. I just got in my car. How does life, can you give me an example of life coming from non-life?
Sure. So like you'll die if you don't breathe oxygen, right?
Uh-huh.
Oxygen's not life.
Yeah, I know. What does that mean?
You'll die if you don't drink water, right?
What does that mean, dude? I'm asking you, life coming from non-life. What are you talking about?
Yeah, so
give me an example of
water,
something.
Water, food, alive. And water, food, and oxygen are not.
Water,
life? Food, and life are not. Or water, food, and oxygen are not life. But without them, you can't live. And
what does that mean, dude? That's not what I'm asking.
It doesn't go any deeper than that.
If you don't breathe, you die. Like give me answer. An exact. You're not answering my question. I'm asking you.
Well,
you're saying
I'm trying to build it up.
But dude, you're saying that we evolved. We came from non-life, right?
Well, that's not evolution. That's abiogenesis.
But you're saying that we all came from non-life, right? There was no life on the planet, and then all of a sudden we became life, right?
Yes.
Okay. So give me an example. One example of life coming from non-life.
Sure. When organisms gobble up raw materials from their environment that are not alive, they chemically transform it in ways that sustain life at the cellular level.
That's not life coming from non-life.
Well, it is because
the
chemical reactions that prevent a cell from dying are not what life is. I mean,
in totality, they kind of are. Living bacteria can create other living bacteria, correct?
I'm not talking about reproduction.
I'm asking you about life. Give me an example in science of life. Something alive that came from when there was nothing else there to make life.
Oh,
no
sure.
No other thing.
Sure. All life on the planet.
Okay. Give me an example.
Polar bears.
Show me an example of that. Huh?
Polar bears.
Polar bears come from other polar bears, male and female.
Yeah, I know. But eventually you get back to the origin of life through that. So every single living thing is an example of life from non-life.
So you just believe that, right? You don't have any
evidence. I believe that based on the overwhelming evidence of it.
Really? So what is the evidence that you have that life came from no life? The polar bears came from no life. We came from no life. Give me an example of that. You must have something, right? Bacteria in a petri dish, all of a sudden, spontaneously living. Something. Give me an example. Something. You have to have something, right?
We have never witnessed it happen. What I'm talking about is evidence that it happened.
Thank you.
For example, living organism.
So you have no evidence that it happened.
What?
You have no evidence that it happened. You believe that
that's
that
not
happened,
true.
Right?
Can a murder be solved if there are no witnesses?
But dude, you have no evidence. You have no evidence.
No, I have nothing but evidence.
You have no evidence of that, dude.
I have nothing but evidence of that.
You have no. So you're telling me that. So let me ask you a question. Can a dog and a cat reproduce to make whatever?
No. Why would you even ask that?
No. Because we can't intermingle, even though we may have the same DNA. In our body.
You probably weren't here, but I was talking to this guy earlier, and he thought that evolution was when he fucks a horse. That's not evolution. Evolution is not animal hybridization. Nobody who knows evolution thinks that's what it is. But here you are saying, well, why can't cats and dogs
But dude, you're the one that believes that we all came from a single source.
Yes, and I have evidence of that.
From a single source of where you believe.
Yes, and I have evidence of that.
So let me ask you a question. So where are the fossil records?
Do you want to know the evidence?
Where are the fossil records? I'm just asking. Where are the fossil records of the different species transforming from whatever it was, the mush and the bacteria, all of a sudden coming into... Let me ask you a simpler question.
You're literally looking at it. It's not bacteria, but you're looking at it.
Okay, so let me ask you a simple question. So you're saying that we all came from single-celled... Okay, so we're pivoting
because I showed you the evidence.
No, you didn't show me any evidence, bro. You showed me a picture. So you're telling me that... So you believe that
picture was a picture of
organism.
Evidence.
Bro, you're telling me that every... Bro, you're just telling me what you believe. That's not...
No,
that's
I showed you evidence.
Bro.
Here, let's look at the evidence together.
So let me ask you a simple question.
No, that's literally not going to happen. This is evidence. Now, if you're a flat earther and you say all pictures of evidence aren't evidence, then that's fine. I would encourage you to drive your car off of a cliff, but you're allowed to have that opinion. But for the sake of humanity, I would suggest you end your bloodline. So this is evidence. Now, before we do anything, you're going to acknowledge it. Go ahead.
So you believe the oil came from single-celled animals?
Okay,
or
I'll just
bacteria?
Take your concession on that. I have the evidence. You didn't know what to do with it, so then you changed the subject.
Do you believe that we came from single-celled bacteria?
Yeah, I can make you prove that we have the evidence of it. Are you ready?
Okay, so So let me ask you a simple question. So do you ask me a question?
Now it's my turn. Do I think that we evolved from bacteria? Yes. Now it's my turn. I'm going to make you admit that we have the evidence. Let me know when you're ready.
Go ahead.
When bacteria reproduce, do they pass on DNA?
I believe so.
Do we have DNA that bacteria also have?
You just asked me a question. Wait, you just asked.
I promise you this is the last question. I had to set it up. Do we have DNA that bacteria have?
Question. Okay, that's how it's going to work because that's what you wanted.
It's going to work the way I say it's going to work. You can leave for all I care. Do we have DNA that bacteria have?
Do we have more than one? Do we have 2, 3, 4, 5-celled animals or bacteria? Do you know of any?
I promise you, Scout's Honor, I promise I will answer that question after you admit that we share DNA with bacteria.
It doesn't work like that, bro.
Yes, you don't get to tell me that I'm not allowed to make a promise, okay? Scout's Honor. This is the Scout salute, I think.
No, bro, it's okay, bro. I'm not going to answer your question until you answer my question. Do you know of any 2, 3, 4, 5-celled bacteria or organism?
Chat, if you would like... How do I want to say this? I need to do an ad plug right now. Chat, if you're like my guest and you can't read either, then good news. I have... I didn't make an audio version of this book. Damn it, that doesn't work. Well, anyways... Chat, don't be like my guest here. Buy my new book, More Rational Answers to More Stupid Questions, where I debunk the unthinkably stupid talking point of where are the 2-celled, 3-celled, and 4-celled organisms? I knew that this conversation was going to happen. I predicted it. In fact, I wrote a whole goddamn book about these terrible questions that you ask. Why do you think that there should still be a 2-celled organism if life evolved from single-celled organisms?
Or whatever the hell we came to.
Eddie, I can't hear you if you talk while I talk.
Thank you for admitting that life only comes from life.
I never said that. That is the law of cellular... Whatever. There's 3 laws of cellular biology or whatever. And that's
life only comes from life, bro. Life, we didn't come from a rock. I know you believe we came from a rock.
You believe that we came from
a rock. I mean, your
brain
is like a rock.
You're literally the one that believes that because you're probably a Christian.
You believe that. I believe that we came from God. God.
What did God form Adam out of?
God created everything.
What did God form Adam
out of? Out of the dirt. And dirt is
crushed up what?
Okay.
Dirt is crushed up rocks. Like, so congratulations. You believe in the thing that you say only stupid people believe in.
And you believe that life comes from no life. That makes no sense. You can't give me one example of life. You sit here and tell me, food. Food is life.
No, I said food.
Life, bro.
I said food isn't life. So congratulations. You proved my point. All living things require non-living raw materials to be chemically transformed to sustain their life. That is life from non-life. Now, there would have been a type of chemical pathway like that for the origin of life. I was trying to walk you through this. I was trying to be nice earlier, but you kept changing the subject, moving the goalpost, and crying and acting like an idiot and interrupting. Can't get enough, dude. So, anyways.
Bro, just because you can't, you got to mute me because you can't sit here and give me an example of life coming from non-life, and you can't give tell
all
me
life on the planet.
2, 3, 4, 5 cell different amoeba or whatever.
Buddy, there's no reason if what you're saying
it never happened, moron.
I mean, stupid. That's cute that you think that.
Yeah, we all came from the same thing,
Eddie. Yeah.
Let me ask you another question.
We have evidence of that because all life on the planet shares DNA. So thank you. For the third time, you've proven evolution. Why do you think that a two-celled organism should exist?
Just because we share DNA doesn't mean that we came from the same thing.
Yes, it does. Because when organisms reproduce, they pass on their DNA. In fact, that's the only thing that could mean. When things reproduce, they pass on their DNA.
Really? Wow, they pass
you
on their DNA.
You didn't know that?
So let me ask you a question. So that means, yeah, I do know that, but I'm asking you a simple question.
Thank you for admitting that we have the evidence. So let's talk about this two-celled, three-celled thing, because I literally already wrote the book on this. That's probably why we're not talking about it, because you know that you can't hack it against me. But
going back to your point, moron, the only way that my parents, my ancestors, and everyone that I went back to came from human beings. Because like you said, we can't have one animal create another animal. It doesn't work like that. We can't interbreed, even though you probably were interbred.
Why are you doing this? Why did you say that? I already told you that biologists don't think that animals hybridize and that's how they turn into other species. No evolutionary biologist thinks that. Except it actually is documented in plants. Like species can hybridize, but not radically different organisms that are in completely different genuses.
I may have to mute me because it's the only way you can talk.
Yes, it is the only way I can talk is to shut you up because you ramble incoherently for hours on end. So stop talking about hybridization. That's not how evolution happens, Eddie. No biologist thinks that that's what makes evolution happen.
Yeah, I came from people, human beings. Monkeys came from monkeys. Birds came from birds.
That's what evolution teaches as well.
Because the DNA mixes with those things, and that's a species. So we all have different species. So unless you're telling me that
monkey DNA mixes with cat DNA. How fucking stupid are you? Stop saying that animals that are completely different genuses mix
that.
Their DNA.
You don't even
yes,
know
you
what
did.
I said.
You said the DNA mixes. For like the third time you said it. Stop saying that. The reason we have the same DNA that cats and dogs and polar bears and bacteria do is not because the DNA mixes.
I didn't say that.
It's because through reproduction, organisms pass on their DNA.
I understand that, you moron.
No, you don't understand that because you keep talking about DNA mixing. And if you understood that, then you wouldn't be clinging to your idiotic, superstitious belief that you're committed to that evolution isn't true. Because we have all the evidence, and I can make you admit it again.
So you're telling me that we all came into existence at once?
No, that's what you believe.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, and there's zero evidence of it. Now, if we evolved, all life on the planet would have to share DNA. Does all life on the planet share DNA?
No, that doesn't mean that, you idiot.
That is exactly what that means, because when organisms reproduce, they pass on their DNA. So for all the product of evolution, it means that the DNA from the beginning has to get passed on to the present, and every organism would share some DNA, and certain organisms would share a bunch of DNA with really similar organisms, and then not very much DNA with other organisms. That is 100% the case. It's over for you idiots. Well, you might not be an idiot. You're probably just scared that what you believe in is false. Oh, okay. Goodbye, Eddie. Get a free book, 2 free audiobooks, and ad-free videos by becoming a Patreon member.